Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I want to welcome back Mr. Richard Shelton. Welcome back, Richard.
Hi.
Richard, just as I told you before we started recording, I looked up to see the last time you were here, which was 18 months ago.
I mean, it's
time has flown by.
It's impossible. I can't believe it.
I was surprised. I looked at my list of shows and went, it hasn't been that long, has it? And then I went, oh my God, it's been a year and a half already. I know we're going to talk about the cabaret show you have coming up.
That's right.
But what have you been up to the past year and a half here in Los Angeles?
Well, let's have a think. The last year and a half. So I was in Jane the Virgin.
I saw you.
Yeah.
I emailed you. I emailed
that's
you.
That's right.
Because I'm a big fan of the show.
Yes.
And I was watching the show and you came on and you were French.
I was
in the show.
That's right.
And I watched it and I went, why does that French guy look so familiar? And then I rewound it and was like, I think that's Richard.
Yes.
And then I waited for the end credits and I froze it and I was like, that's Richard.
That's Richard, yes. No, that was great. I mean, it was a lovely job. Mm-hmm. What's interesting when you're, say, British, I'm British here in LA, the assumption is that you can be any European. So I've been up for German recently and French, naturally, and I've done Italian and British. So you'd never get seen for these parts where I come from, but
right.
It's marvelous to go up.
So well, here they take the EU very seriously.
Well, they do.
You're all big. You're just one big country now.
Well,
at least until England backs out.
I was just about to say it's a bit of a sore point with us Brits.
Yes.
I mean, I must emphasize there are half of us who want to remain in Europe.
Yeah.
And then there are the others who want to leave. So it's,
right.
Let's just say I'm clinging onto my European roots while I can.
Right.
Anyway. So I did that. I've been touring with this show, Sinatra and Me.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh.
Just recently.
Terrific.
Oh.
Just the most recent one?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, actually, we're talking about the last year and a half. I was there this year and I was there the year before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have
a friend who just did a one-man show there this year.
Oh, yeah. Which one? Just in case I might have heard.
Oh, God.
That one.
I can't remember the title of it. His name is Mark Pinkosh.
He's an
American actor.
But it's the most phenomenal experience, you know, because mm-hmm. there's, I think at any one moment, there's 2,000 acts.
Yeah.
You know, going on day in, day out, morning, noon, and night. And everybody is producing their own shows. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it becomes quite nail-biting in the sense that you've got to get an audience, and it's tough to get an audience at the
mm-hmm.
Edinburgh Festival. But I've been lucky that it's the show obviously has great appeal. You mentioned the name Sinatra, and it's interesting because people are either going to come and see it or they're not. You know,
right.
they see that name and they associate the music, and you've either got them or they don't come, and that's
mm-hmm.
makes it an easy sell, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was popular, and I'm pleased to say it played to full houses, and I made a profit.
Oh, that's good.
Which is
that's
great.
Always a good thing. Yes,
that's a good thing. So that, and what else have I? House of Lies. I think I'd done House of Lies when I last saw you.
I think maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
I was in House of Lies playing a Brit, actually.
Yes.
So it's been a busy time.
The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to beat. The touch of your hand upon my head, the love in your eyes ashine, and now at last that moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine. touch of your hand upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine, and now at last that moment divine, the touch of your lips on
The Sinatra and Me Show is the show that you're going to be doing at the Catalina Bar and Grill, which is here in Hollywood.
Yes.
It's a wonderful venue, which I think is actually where I first met you, was at the Catalina. Because I was seeing another show, and you were there. You were doing your show coming up like the next week or something.
That's right.
And you were there kind of talking to audience members and stuff.
That's it.
To kind of help promote your show.
That's it.
I don't remember who I was seeing. I think I was seeing Rosalind Kind or something.
That's exactly
who I think
it was.
Rosalind Kind. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about what Sinatra and Me is about. I mean, since it played at the festival, it's not just you standing up singing an evening of songs made famous by Frank Sinatra.
No, not at all. No.
There's a lot more to it.
It's a really curious story. Basically within an hour, so the show itself, the main component of the show is an hour, and then I add on some original music at the end, but it's essentially about how my life and Frank Sinatra's life, there's this incredible synchronicity and this strange coincidence, pattern of coincidences that keeps unfurling, and it does to this day. It keeps unfurling strange situations, anecdotes, moments walk into my life. And so what the show does, it maps my life from a young boy when I very first became aware of this man called Frank Sinatra. It runs all the way through to when I got to play him in London on the West End in a play called Rat Pack Confidential, which was a very dark exposé of the lives of the five men in the Rat Pack. So you got to see the underbelly, the grime, the, you know, everything from the mafia connections and the allegations to, the mercurial temperament, right through to Ava Gardner and how he had his heart broken multiple times. So in that play, the music, the drama drove the music. So the music wasn't there just because we wanted to hear Come Fly With Me. There was a dramatic counterpoint to it. And so I talk about that. Then I talk about coming to America. And, for example, how Frank Sinatra's very own tuxedo literally walked into my life.
Right.
And at one point I take off my suit that I'm wearing, and I reveal my very fresh white, powder white underwear, which I suspect Frank Sinatra might have worn a similar version of, and I put on his tuxedo and prove indeed that it does fit. And there's a story that goes with that, and then it just unfurls. Many, many other anecdotes unfurl through the music. So it's a story of song and story, really.
Right. And how long have you been doing the show? When did you first create this?
That's a good question. I think about two, must be, I tell you when it was. It was 2 years ago, because the first time I did it was at the Edinburgh Festival 2 years ago, and then brought it back to LA. And I've done it, I guess, about five times, the two Edinburgh Festivals, and then three or four other occasions here in LA, and once in London at a fabulous venue called Brasserie Zadel, which is a fabulous cabaret venue in Piccadilly Circus. So about five, six times, something like that.
And do you write and direct the show? Do you have a director? Do you have...
Is
it a one man project here?
It is a one man empire. I devised it, I wrote it, I direct myself because I suppose I'm so closely associated with the subject that it's an innate thing. In other words, the stories take care of themselves, and I tell them sort of off the cuff in a very casual. Of course, it's scripted in my mind, I know exactly what to say, because there's a time limit. You can't just meander off. But the songs take care of themselves, you know, because I've sung them so frequently and I know the man so intimately that, for example, somebody said, when it comes to performing Sinatra, do you ever think you're Sinatra? I remember a curious question. And, you know, it's sort of the other way around. You have to completely let go. Mm-hmm. You have to empty yourself of you and let that happen. And I think if you don't get in the way of the material, if you just let it organically happen, it becomes a beautiful, meaningful thing. Mm-hmm. I think if you try and control it and twist it,
right,
it becomes impersonation, which is never very satisfactory.
Right.
I don't find.
And that's one of the key things. I think we talked about this last time when we talked a little bit about the Sinatra stuff in your life, which was, we want people to realize you're not a Frank Sinatra impersonator.
Not at all.
You're an interpreter and a storyteller, basically.
Yeah.
Fairy tales do come true, it can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Should survive to 105. Look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Do you have plans to take the show around?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I just heard this week that I'm taking it to New York.
Oh, terrific. Where are you going
to be? Well, curiously.
Can you talk about it yet?
Well, I'm taking it, first of all, to Soho House. And they literally this week just said, we'd love you to come at Christmas. It's that swift. Uh-huh. So I now have to start looking for a venue. It'll be too soon to do it this year, I think. I doubt I'd get a space. But certainly in the springtime, I'd like to take it over to New York and either perform it in a in a cabaret venue or a jazz venue. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. I know the guys at Birdland, so possibly, who knows? Uh-huh. You know Jim Caruso?
Yes, yes, of course.
We'd spoken and maybe over there, but we'll see. And to Adelaide, there's some interest in the Adelaide Festival. So yes, my plan is definitely to take it out and about because it's an evening of hope. It's an evening not just of Sinatra songs, but of stories beyond that. Mm-hmm. And it sort of encourages people to look at their own life, to look at their own dreams, and to, if you have the ability and if you have the wherewithal and if you have the opportunity to do something, do it. Mm-hmm. Because we come this way but once and our time here is brief. And so live your dream. Uh-huh. Because what else are you going to do with your life? Right. You know?
So what is in the future besides Sinatra and Me? Do we have another recording coming out? I mean, last time you were here, you were promoting your CD.
That's right.
Which you brought another copy of.
Just in case.
Just in case. I do have it. Great. I know the response has been really good.
It's been
on the
great.
CD.
It's been lovely.
Because I know I have, I loaned it to, this is a very funny story. I don't know if I even told you this. I loaned it to a friend of mine who is a professional dance teacher.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a ballroom he used to be a ballroom dancer.
Yes.
Professionally.
Yeah.
And he now teaches.
Yes.
And he actually borrowed the CD. I think he actually bought a copy of it on Amazon eventually. Okay. But after he borrowed it from me, he was using it for his classes.
Oh, fabulous.
Because he tends to teach older women, more mature women.
Yes.
And they loved it.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
And he said it was, the orchestrations and arrangements were perfect.
Great.
To dance to.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, oh, I have to tell Richard about that. Because he was really, he was thrilled with it. He was like, oh my God, it was perfect for my dance classes.
Well, that's wonderful.
He said, because the songs are the right length.
Yes.
To do routines to, yeah. And the women all knew the songs, and like I said, the arrangements were perfect.
Good.
For him. So he was very happy, and he bought a CD
for that.
So sure. you have elderly ladies on the west side of LA dancing to your music in ballroom class.
I hope they all come to Catalina Jazz.
I hope they come see the show.
Yes. That's good news. Since then, two things recording wise, I did an album. Which I have to go back and revisit to just make some fixes. It's a standards album, and it's just with piano and voice.
That's right.
It's so pared down, so minimal, very atmospheric, very gentle. Mm-hmm. There's a terribly intimate feel about it, which is in itself quite a challenge. You know, when you there's always, as a performer, certainly, I like live performing. It's my favorite, live performing. So therefore there's always, when you're recording, there's a restraint that you have to impose on yourself, which is difficult sometimes because you just want to let rip. But, that's a very lovely, tender project, which I just have to finish off. And then on Monday, I'm in the studio. We've done the, big band recording, at East West Studios here in LA, which actually is where Frank Sinatra recorded My Way. And a very good year. But we did two songs, original songs. One is called Sinatra and Me, and it's a real big band swinger, recorded with some of the young players from La La Land. It's a kicking band, great big band. And then we recorded a new song, which is called My Thoughts Return to You. It's written by Dennis Spiegel, wrote the lyrics, and Alexander Rudd wrote the music, and it's the most haunting ballad, beautiful, beautiful, heartbreaking song, and it's going to form the basis for the next album. So there are two, one's done, just needs polishing,
right.
And the next one is...
going to start on Monday.
It is, yes.
Terrific.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. And I'm assuming you will possibly be doing shows based on those CDs once they come out?
I certainly will.
Yes.
I absolutely will.
Yes.
I mean, the piano one is so easy. That's just a delightful evening of so gentle, so laid back. Both of them. But and Christmas time, actually I'm leaping into Christmas. But I'm doing a show here in LA in Vitello's, Be largely Sinatra based with the band. So lots of things sort of happening. Lots of movement.
Busy.
Yes.
You are very busy.
She walks like an angel walks. She talks like an angel talks. And her hair has a kind of curl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's wise, with eyes like an angel's eyes, and a smile like a kind of pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. A pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. My mind, she's my kind of girl. Knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. And she cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. And my poor heart's kind of full of joy, because she told me I'm her kind of boy.
And any more TV or movies? Or
not that I'm aware
about?
Of. If anybody's listening.
The new season of TV here in LA has kicked off.
It has.
Everything's in full production right now.
It is. Not at the moment. I'd love to. I'm thrilled that Will and Grace is by. I love Will and Grace. Mm-hmm. And I said to my manager the other day, do you know anyone, maybe, Will and Grace? Love to get a tiny guest part. Mm-hmm. Playing a Frenchman or something.
Right, exactly. Some European of some sort.
Some European of some description, yes.
That's too funny.
I'd love to do that.
So I know you were having a bit of a crisis this morning. We don't want to go into too much detail. You were here a little bit late because you have some problems at home.
Yes,
home issues. Hopefully those will be fixed.
I shall just say the word contractor.
Yes, everybody will know. Everybody will know what that means. Anybody who's ever done any sort of renovations to their home.
Contractor and water. There you go. That gives everyone an
idea.
Those
are the two clue words.
Anyway.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
So nothing else is new with you, huh?
Nothing really. Lots of travel. Oh, I'm going to do... What am I talking about? I've got a huge concert. Well, we do Catalina next week, Thursday. And then on Friday, I get on a plane and I fly to Doha. And I'm doing via Istanbul.
Yes.
And I'm doing a concert with the Doha Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And this one is called Sinatra, the Main Event. Mm-hmm. And I'm there for 3 nights. Then I get back on a plane, come back to LA, go back to London in November, back to LA, the Christmas gig, and then it's going to be 2018.
I know.
If you can believe it.
Oh, frightening.
So I'm sort of going to be spending a lot of time on aeroplanes between then, which is fine.
It's, you know, it's part of the job.
It's part of the job.
So let's talk a little bit more in detail about the Catalina gig.
Yes.
Give us dates and times and where people can get ticket information.
Yes, it is next Thursday. So Thursday the 12th.
We have postcards.
We do. Let me pass that one to you.
It's
Thursday the 12th of October, and the show itself is at 8:30 p.m. So I think the doors open at 7, and the show itself at 8:30. Tickets you can get from TicketWeb. Online.
Right.
It's presented by Chris Isaacson, who I think maybe you know Chris.
Yeah. He's very big here in LA.
He's great. I mean, fabulous energy. Or you can get tickets at the box office from Catalina. Everything's online, and it's just going to be the most lovely evening. We've got some great players, local LA jazz players, piano, bass, drums. There's one song which is sung completely a cappella, which is where Sinatra actually did this. It's a beautiful moment. Frank Sinatra will have stood on the balcony of Sunset Towers and sung to Ava Gardner in her bungalow, been up below. I mean, this actually happened. It's true. So I recreate that moment and stand and sing My Foolish Heart. And let people imagine they are in the bungalow and it's Frank Sinatra's voice floating over their heads. So there's that and some great Sinatra hits. And that's what the music's
about. And Catalina's a wonderful venue.
Love Catalina.
It's a very nice venue.
It's a great venue.
It's one of the few. We don't have a whole lot of them here in LA anymore.
No.
A lot of the venues have disappeared here.
It's such a shame, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, I went to see the Buddy Rich Big Band there the other night. And you rock up and it just takes you slightly back to that supper club Vegas kind of atmosphere.
Right, right.
Oh, I just think there's nothing like it. I love it. I'm a huge fan.
I mean, they've tried to expand it a little bit here. You've got Rockwell now, which is also kind of doing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's always the Magnolia, which has been around forever.
Yes.
Which is very old.
Yes.
Very
yes,
small.
Yes.
And has a very, very interesting layout.
Yes, you have to sort of turn.
I know, it's sort of an L-shaped room.
Yes.
It's very, very strange.
You slightly get a neck ache.
Yes, you're kind of like either looking to left or looking right because there's nothing straight ahead of you.
Actually, incidentally there, I saw Nancy Sinatra's daughter, AJ Lambert, sing. And who should walk in but Nancy Sinatra Sr. and Nancy Sinatra Jr. Both of them, which was phenomenal.
Wow.
Little story anyway.
Very cool. But New York is, I'm sure you'll find a venue in New York. Because New York has got lots of venues these days.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, the new edition of 54 Below.
Yes.
Which is really turning the old supper club concept back.
Yes.
Which is nice. Featuring a lot of Broadway people, but not always Broadway people. So that's always an interesting
venue.
That's
a good one, actually. Yeah. 54 Below,
54 Below is good. Birdland is always good.
Yeah.
And some of the hotels still have. The Metropolitan Room is around.
Yes.
There's a lot of good places.
I need to do some. Perhaps I'll touch in with you because I haven't been to New York in a while, so I need to borrow your.
Well,
thoughts.
I certainly have contacts with many cabaret performers in New York because they come on the radio show to promote their stuff.
Yeah.
And they're usually pretty good leads when it comes to who to talk to and how to get into certain venues and things like that.
Yes.
So I'll definitely give you some info.
Great. Thank you.
I'll put you in touch with some of those people.
Thank you.
So we can get you a little bit of familiarity with the New York scene.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Well, we have been playing this whole time. We've been playing songs from Richard's CD, which is called An Englishman in Love in LA, which is all about Los Angeles.
And
it's filled with wonderful songs, terrific arrangements, and it was recorded at Capitol Records,
that's
if I remember correctly.
Yes, absolutely.
Which was very exciting for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to thank you
for
coming by, getting us up to date.
Yeah.
I will put links on the website so people can find you
and find information
about your engagement at Catalina.
Thank you very
much.
Which
is coming up this Thursday, October 12th.
That's the one.
At 8:30. And we'll also make sure we put up a little shout out on Twitter. Get the Twitter followers out there.
Lovely.
Because it's always expanding. That's the way to get out there now is Twitter.
It is. And I mean, I'm such a dinosaur when it comes to all of this. You know, I sort of, oh, no. I went to see a British comedian friend over here recently, and Jacqueline Bisset was in the audience. You know, the actress Jacqueline Bisset. And I sort of looked at her, and I smiled, and she sort of smiled back, and I said, I'm just a huge fan. I just want to say hello. We don't know each other at all. But somebody was saying, get your photograph taken. I said, no, I don't want to invade her space. And then I thought, honestly, I should be getting a selfie and tweeting it
out. Right, exactly. That's what people do.
Oh, dear.
And then you tag Jacqueline Bisset, and then you do it.
I'll learn.
That's how you get the word out.
Yeah.
It's an amazing tool, as we are discovering when it comes to promoting things. Anyway, Richard, thank you so much for coming by. I know you have emergencies at home to get back to.
Yes.
Water and contractors. That's all we're going to say. Water and contractor. Anyway, thank you again.
Likewise.
It's always wonderful to see you.
Great. Likewise.
An Englishman won't talk about his feelings. He'd rather be discreet, remain aloof. And even if you send his senses reeling, he'll find it hard to offer verbal proof. Because I'm a Brit, I will sit on the fence. Instead of making my intentions clear. But now I'm here in LA, I know just what to say, my dear. Let me be Frank, or Sammy, or Joe. I will sing you every little thing that I want you to know. I'm a bit dizzy, Louis or Miles. I wanna go blow that horn when I see your beautiful smile. You can be Ginger, baby, I gotta stare. I'll come sliding down the banister and swing you in the air. We will go dancing among the stars, the ones that shine beneath our feet on Hollywood Boulevard. I knew the lady for me would be fashionably late, but you're the one that I've been waiting for. And every time I see your smile, it makes me love you more. I was a coward, ran out of words. Now I'm drinking dry martinis, and they're shaken, not stirred. Licensed to love, and here to stay. I'm an Englishman in love, in L.A. But you're the one that I've been waiting for. And every time I see your smile, it makes me love you more and more and more. I was a coward, ran out of words. Now I'm drinking dry martinis, and they're shaken, not stirred. Licensed to love, and here to stay. I'm an Englishman in love, I swear by the Hollywood sign above that I'm an Englishman in love.